This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Valeant claims it's reducing prices for hospitals on two prohibitively expensive heart medicines between 10 and 40%, but hospitals are saying, show me. That's just a press release, and you didn't follow through last time. Without a full Supreme Court, the justices sent back a contraception case under Obamacare from a Catholic hospital for lower courts to try and forge a compromise. The percentage of Hispanics appointed to corporate boards of directors has not improved in recent years, even as they represent 17% of the overall U.S. population. You figure, Canadian researchers have found that drinking diet sodas and other artificially sweetened beverages during pregnancy is associated with overweight one-year-olds. Danish researchers found that being overweight with a body mass index of 27 have the lowest risk of dying early from any cause. Cleveland, Mississippi, in the heart of the Mississippi Delta, has been ordered by a federal court 60 years after Brown v. Board of Education to finally desegregate its schools. In the latest primary, Sanders won Oregon, and Clinton narrowly won in Kentucky. The Nextdoor app and website has grown in many neighborhoods, but users have complained that it's become a magnet for racial profiling, leading African-American and Latino residents to be seen as suspects in their own neighborhoods. The complaints about Nextdoor have come from across the country, but have been loudest in Oakland, where nearly a third of all households use the platform, and according to the company, in a very diverse city. It's official, with the president of the Labor Department announcing that starting December 1st, most salaried workers earning up to $47,476 a year must receive time and a half overtime pay when they work more than 40 hours during a week. Previous cutoff for overtime pay set in 2004 was $23,660. Buckling to criticism that its newsfeed algorithm favors the left, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook chief executive, is meeting with nearly a dozen conservatives, including Glenn Beck of the Blaze television network and Jim DeMint, a former South Carolina senator and a leading figure in the Tea Party movement. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.